I'm Joel Chandler. Welcome to another episode of Unsealed. In this limited podcast series, I take you behind the scenes for an unfiltered look at various open government projects that I've worked on in the past, projects that I'm currently working on, or projects that are still in the planning stage. We also discuss various issues that intersect with open government in Florida. Before we begin, I'm not an attorney. I am not qualified, nor am I authorized to give members of the public legal advice, so I don't. What I'm sharing in this episode is based on my own experiences working on open government issues here in Florida since 2008. Today we're talking about PMJA, Poor Minority Justice Association, and the four major projects I'm working on with them. So I've been affiliated with PMJA since at least 2013, and I'm proud to call its founder, Pastor Clayton Cowart, one of my closest friends. Pastor Cowart founded PMJA in Winter Haven, Florida on September 7th, 2012, as a grassroots civil rights organization committed to protecting the rights of poor and minority communities. Its mission is broad, confronting racial, social, and economic injustice. But it's rooted in the belief that those most often left behind deserve strong advocates willing to take on powerful institutions. When we first met, Pastor Cowart was trying to get public records from Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He wanted emails that mentioned his name. In response to that simple request, the sheriff's staff demanded more than $16,000 in fees. That came up during our very first conversation, so I offered to help. I got those records for free. And once I had them, it was clear why the sheriff's staff tried to keep them out of Pastor Cowart's hands. The email showed that the sheriff had been sending undercover minority deputies into African-American churches in Polk County. These deputies weren't just visiting. In some cases, they joined congregations to spy on them. One email thread made it clear the deputies weren't finding any criminal activity. When the field operatives asked what they should do, they were told to keep going and to report if anyone criticized the sheriff. The idea that a sheriff who proudly speaks about his faith and attends a local megachurch would use taxpayer resources to spy on black churches was a stunning revelation. It marked the beginning of a dramatic shift in my understanding of the establishment, race, and social justice. What was equally jarring was how unsurprised the people being spied on were and how kind and forgiving they've been in the face of it. The Lakeland Ledger published a front-page story about the operation. The public's response was mostly a shrug that the evangelical community didn't speak out was telling. I have no doubt that if the white pastors of Polk County's largest churches had confronted the sheriff, the spying would have stopped. But they didn't. That kind of intrusion could have fueled anger, but Clayton responded with strategy. He built PMJA into one of Florida's most persistent voices for civil rights accountability, combining grassroots organizing with public records work to force transparency. Pastor Cowart and I have been close friends ever since, working on numerous projects over the years, innocent folks having charges dropped, corrupt public officials turned out of office, and unjust policies changed for PMJA. Public records aren't an optional tool. They're central to the mission. Without them, there's no way to hold police departments, schools, housing authorities, or government agencies accountable. That's where my role fits in, and why PMJA asked me to lead four major projects. Some of these projects will begin immediately, and others will roll out over the next several months. First, public housing authorities. PMJA has obtained records showing some agencies hired employees with serious criminal histories, including sex offenders, and gave them unrestricted access to tenant residences. We're building a public-facing database of all Florida Public Housing Authority employees, including names, employee IDs, personnel files, and background checks, and giving residents a secure way to report abuse or misconduct. We will also be taking a closer look at funding questions, possible Sunshine Law violations, and potential conflicts of interest. Second, charter schools. These schools receive substantial taxpayer funding, but often operate with less oversight than traditional public schools. Concerns include increased disciplinary referrals involving law enforcement, racial resegregation, sunshine law violations, and the influence of for-profit management companies. We're conducting a multi-year investigation into contracts, demographic data, and disciplinary records, publishing both the records and a final report. Third, WikiLeo. Many poor and minority defendants can't access Brady material about testifying officers because public defenders are overworked and under-resourced. We're building a comprehensive, publicly searchable database of every Florida law enforcement officer, including internal affairs summaries and documented Brady material. We'll also track gypsy cops, officers with misconduct histories who move from one agency to another. Fourth, school resource officers. Preliminary findings suggest many SROs significant and sometimes serious internal affairs histories. In one case, an officer under investigation for aggravated sexual battery of a minor was still working as an SRO at a local high school. These officers are in close contact with children, raising obvious safety concerns. We're creating a searchable database showing which officers are assigned to which schools, their affiliations, and related records. Each of these projects involves thousands of public records requests, extensive research, and close work with affected communities. It's methodical and sometimes tedious, but it's essential. Pastor Cowart taught me that transparency without community organizing is just an academic exercise, and organizing without transparency is fighting with one hand tied behind your back. And if anyone wants to know more about PMJA, just ask. No undercover operations necessary. Nothing you've heard here is legal advice. Just my thoughts as a layperson who cares about government transparency. If you'd like more information about open government law in Florida, be sure to download a free electronic copy of the Florida Attorney General's Government in the Sunshine Manual. If you or your group would like to schedule a free discussion on open government in Florida, feel free to reach out. If you're a public official in Florida and you'd like to brainstorm about how to deliver a better open government customer service experience, I'd love to help at no cost to you, your agency, or the taxpayers. You can reach me at help@criticalinsights.online. I'm Joel Chandler. Thank you for listening to another episode of Unsealed. Remember, the truth dies in the dark.